Oh my god, dude. You fucking suck. Are you sure you've been playing this for a month? Because I swear an 80-year-old grandma could block those mix-ups better than you could. Like, seriously, are you even trying? Yeah. Blame the controller. Because I'm sure that's why you got your ass beat. Listen, dude. Just admit that I'm better than you at this game. In every conceivable way. And could beat you with both arms tied behind my back. One more? You said that like 6 games ago. And believe me, while I love beating your ass and watching you get slowly more and more depressed, after a certain point it just becomes, well, depressing. But hey, look on the bright side. At least we weren't doing bets. Otherwise I would have reaped the benefits tenfold. Fuck. Now I wish we did. God, the things I could have made you do. Well, there's always next time. By any chance, are you blushing? Oh my god, you are. You are blushing. Did my talk about you doing whatever I say make you all hot and bothered? Well, did it? Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. Because, I mean, there's no way the thought of you being practically my slave turned you on, right? Like, completely and utterly impossible for you to have thought that. Yep. Nope. Definitely not. You're blushing even more now. You look like a fucking tomato. You always complain that I tease you too much. But how could I fucking resist when you give me reactions like those? It's like you were put on this planet just to be my personal tease toy. And yes, if you're wondering, we are making that a thing. Aw, come on. Don't leave. It's your house, idiot. Where would you even go? Aw, anywhere away from me. Oh, that's a low blow. Low blow. Alright. I'll stop. For like 5 seconds. Oh, nothing. But just come back here, okay? See? There we go. God, you're such a fucking drama queen. Who can't handle a little teasing? Yes. A little. Because trust me, I could be way worse if I wanted to. So don't test me. Actually, hold on. That gives me an idea. Hey, you're still salty about that game from earlier, right? Well, I, your very gracious and merciful best friend, will give you a chance to redeem yourself by playing a different game. And to sweeten the deal, if you win, I won't tease you for an entire week. How does that sound? You want more info? That's fair. Well, I'm wearing pink panties right now, while my bra right now is black. And speaking of which, my cup size is... Oh, you meant the game. Well, why didn't you say so, silly? I was thinking of a good old game of two truths and one lie, and the first person to guess the lie incorrectly loses. What do you say? What happens if I win? Man, I was hoping you'd forget about that part. Wanted to see your reaction when I win. Well, if I win, you have to sit right here and endure my teasing for as long as I see fit. Now, doesn't that sound like fun? Don't look so repulsed, arsehole. We both know that despite your protests, you love me teasing you. Yeah, you can go first. I still need to think of mine. Alrighty? Yeah. You might want to lose with stuff like that. The cake one is the lie easy. You've told the dog one and the beach one before, you dummy. Still can't believe they almost burned it down considering they're next to the fucking ocean. But that's beside the point. Alright, now it's my turn. And I've got a strategy which guarantees my victory. But because I'm so generous, I'll let you off easy and only tease you for half as long as I had planned. And all you have to do is say you give up. So what do you say? No? All right, if you say so. Okay. First, you're so adorable and you never realize it. Second, I want to fuck your brains out until you can't even remember your own name. And I haven't masturbated to the thought of you today. Oh god, look at your face. You're so fucking red. I think you're even shaking. Oh my fucking, that is so fucking funny. 4 years, I've been holding on to that one for 4 years, and it was so fucking worth it. I got fucking tears. Oh, pass me a pillow. Hey, don't throw a pillow at me, you fucker. Alright, okay, I'm done. No, I'm good. I'm good. So, what's your answer? What, did you really forget you still haven't told me which one the lie is yet? Oh, they were real, alright, so come on. Which is the lie? Aw, look, you're all stuttery. I would say it's pretty easy to lie to find out. Wouldn't you agree? Aw, you give up? You're no fun. Though that reaction was pretty priceless. Now get your cute little ass over here. I don't want to waste a single second of my teasing time with you. Look at you being all nervous, sitting on your own bed, and I haven't even done anything yet. I'm happy to see I have such an effect on you. Where to start? Where to start? Ooh, I got it. Close your eyes for a second. Hey, no complaining. You lost, remember? There you go. Put both your arms out, hands open. No questions, just fucking do it. Now, what are you grabbing? Yes, I know it's obvious, just guess. Yeah, that's my elbow. Good job. Now how about this? Uh-huh. That's my thumb. Pretty obvious. Now, what about this? Hey, what are you getting all blushy for? Come on, you have to give me an answer. It shouldn't be that hard. Yeah, that's my hand, all right. My warm and soft hand gripping yours, locking us together. As your fingers move all around nervously, as I grip them even tighter, you're even sweating a little. Aw, come on. Don't pull your hand away. Wait, did you not like holding hands with me? You want to do something else? Hey, need I remind you who's the winner here? And the winner, aka me, says we do one more. Now stretch those arms out. Alright, we're going to have to get real close for this one. Alright. What's this? What? No idea? God, you look so fucking confused right now. Come on, think about what could possibly be so big, round, and squishy. Wait, seriously, you still don't fucking know? I can't tell if you're in denial, grow some balls, or you're just plain stupid, or a mix of the three. It's my fucking tits, dude. Hey, don't take your hands off just yet. You clearly need more exposure to them if you're gonna guess incorrectly. Come on. Feel them up. Squeeze, grab, hold. Do whatever you want. Just feel the softness consuming your hand. They fit quite perfectly in your hands, don't they? You look absolutely starstruck. This must be a first for you, right? I mean, sure, I've hugged you really tight before, but now you can really enjoy them, you know? And it seems I'm not the only one enjoying this right now, am I? It looks like you're little friend down there doesn't seem as adamant to share his opinions on my fat fucking tits now, does he? Hey, don't crawl away. Oh, I was going too far? Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, because I should only do that with someone I love. Oh, don't tease me like that, don't scare me, jeez. I really thought I fucked up royally there. Look, dude, I know my teasing can hide my feelings a little, but to make it completely clear, so there's no misunderstanding, I want to fuck you because I'm in love with you. Alright, you good? Had enough time for that bombshell to sink in? Okay, good. Now I'm gonna ask, do you want to fuck me? Or rather, do you want me to fuck you? Because I might tease the hell out of you, and I'm pretty batshit insane, but I'm not gonna fucking rape you. So what do you say? You sure? Absolutely sure. Not only saying it because it's the heat of the moment bullshit, right? Yeah? Good. Because I was hoping you would say that. Now come here, cutie. This is so much better than those shitty little pecs I would plant on the rest of your face to tease you. Hey, out of curiosity, how does your first real kiss feel? How do I know it's your first? Dude, you basically screamed at me in excitement when you got a girlfriend way back in the day. And when you first held hands. I think I would remember having my eardrums blown out by your yelling. Aw, you're all embarrassed. Don't worry, it was really cute, just like the rest of you. That was quite the goss, I guess. Me grinding on you felt pretty good, huh? I always knew you would take peeks at my ass whenever I bent over. My jean shorts barely covering it. I did it on purpose, by the way. Now, a lot of guys would take the hint, grab me by the hips, and fuck me into the mattresses until I was a complete and utter mess of a slut. But you're different. You're always too shy and nervous to even take a step in my direction. Content with just little peeks here and there. But how does it feel now, having the same ass that you secretly fawned over, grinding constantly on your dick as you squirm beneath me? It must be a fantasy come true for you. One of many that I will make a reality, let me assure you. But to do that, we need to remove those pesky pants and throw them to the fucking wind. How's it feel to have your rod down here stared at by someone other than yourself? And a woman, no less. I'm assuming by your face that you're super embarrassed. Who would have guessed? Or maybe you're super fucking turned on. Is that it? Does having me stare and gaze at your hard dick make you even hornier? Or does it? You know, despite your protests, your heart is a rock right now. Maybe you have an exhibitionist side that you've never told me about. I can't believe you wouldn't tell such an important detail about yourself. What, do you not trust me or something? You better believe I'm gonna punish you for that later. Wow. It looks even harder up close. So this is what you've been packing away with. Have to say, not bad. Not bad at all. It almost makes me want to. Oh, that was quite the shiver. You liked that, didn't you? My warm and slimy tongue going from the base to the tip. We've barely even started, and you're already purring for me. I didn't know my tongue skills were this good. But I know you want more. I know you want me to stop with the teasing and just bring your cock into my warm, welcoming mouth, bringing you untold amounts of ecstasy. Well, I'll just bring my face to the tip, open my mouth, and Start rolling my tongue around your head. God, look at you writhe around. It's overstimulating, isn't it? I'll free you from this torture and bring you into my mouth if you beg me for it. You heard me. I want you to beg. I want you to beg your hot as fuck best friend to stop teasing you and give you a blowjob. Good boy. See, that wasn't that hard now, was it? Though your begging was fucking adorable. Now, for the moment you've all been waiting for. Okay, I'm sorry. No more teasing. For now. God. Your moans are so fucking hot. And the fact that you're shaking as well. It's all just. So fucking. So. Hot. You know, blowjobs are usually meant for people to relax. But I don't think I've ever seen you so tense. I can't tell if I'm doing a shit job or a great one. But it doesn't really matter, because you love it anyway. I can tell you're staring at me, you naughty boy. I bet you must love watching your smoking hot best friend. Oh yeah, right. Let me try that again. Your smoking hot girlfriend. Sucking your dick like it's the best candy in the world. How naughty of you. This deserves punishment. It's super fucking intense, isn't it? A blowjob this intense on a virgin like you must be mind-blowing. Whoa, there, cutie. We can't have you blowing your load before we've even gotten to the main act. Which is me sticking that amazing cock of yours inside my sopping wet pussy and pounding you into the sheets until your tongue comes out and your eyes roll back. Sound good? Good. Good. So let me just get these tight ass clothes off. Oh, Jesus, these things are on tight. Your reaction to me wearing those was fucking priceless. But my God, they're a pain in the ass to actually wear. What? What's wrong? Why are you staring at me? Oh, right. You were staring at my tits, weren't you? Hey, don't look away. I'm not gonna get mad. I mean, just look at them. So big and round. I mean, you know you held them earlier. Now, normally, I would do some breast play, you know, stuff. Like having you grabbing and squeezing my bare tits. And maybe, if you were feeling extra daring, take a little suckle. But, to be brutally honest with you, I'm horny as fuck. And if I don't get that dick inside of me within the next minute, I'm about to fucking lose it. So you can admire and play with my tits a different day. But, back to the topic at hand, which was, alright, me fucking the shit out of you. So let me just get on top of you, line it up, actually, just to make sure, you still want this, right? Because I mean, as overrated as sex kind of is, your first time is still pretty special, and I don't want to take that away from you, so just to make sure, do you still want this? You do? Good, because I can't wait another second. Oh, fuck. God. It's been way too fucking long. Just feeling that dick hitting all the right spots as it entered. And I've gotta say, yours does a pretty fucking good job at that. Oh. I bet you didn't think today would be the day you lost your virginity. Don't worry, you can just. Oh, thank me later. God, I can't get enough of your fucking moans. They're so fucking cute. Oh. Well, how does it feel, Mr. Virgin, to have a wet and hot pussy wrapped around your dick like your hand could never fuck do? Thinking of you jacking off is turning me on. I'm turning into a bigger pervert than I was already. Oh. What, you're close? Oh, no, normally I would say something like, wow, it makes sense that a virgin like you would come so fast. But to be honest, I'm right there with you. And I guess coming the same time as your lover isn't the worst for your first time. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. You better come right fucking now. I'm continuing to beat your ass in fighting games, you adorable fuck. Oh. 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 Fuck. Also, before you ask, pill, so you don't have to worry about that later. So let me just... Hey, let me lie beside you. We've got to find a way for you to be on top, but still be a sub, because my fuck, that is tiring. Hey, how are you holding up? Good? Good. Sorry if I got a little intense near the end there. Considering I'm letting all the secrets loose today, I've always wanted to do that. Yeah, I'm serious. Like, you're always so kind and nice, and were there for me when I fell down, and you're just so irresistibly adorable that I've just always wanted to do it with you. Fuck, that sounds so cliche. Why today? Well, since we weren't able to see each other at all for the past few weeks, I promised myself that the next time we meet, I would ask you out. But today, when I woke up, I was uncharacteristically nervous, right? Me, nervous. Never. But I was. Like, what if you didn't feel the same? Like, I know you checked my body out from time to time, but a lot of men did. Not like I tried to hide it, to be fair. So I was just scared that you wouldn't want to hang out with me anymore, you know? I know you would never do that to me, but I was stupid, really stupid. I guess your stupidity is starting to rub off on me. Cute, the fuck do you mean I'm cute when I'm nervous? I'm the one who calls the other cute in this relationship. And now you're saying you love me? Hey, this isn't fair. I'm supposed to be the one teasing you. Not the other way around. Ugh. Oh. Alright, now I'm pissed. You think you can beat me that easily? Come here. I hope you're ready for round two. And I love you too, you idiot.